Final Round Radio. Online and in your face.
Welcome to Final Round Radio. I am Eli Cornelius, and with me as always is Andrew Big Papa Barnes.
Thank you, Cougar.
Today we're going to try something a little different. So far with the Final Round Radio, we've only given you UFC. Well, today we're going to swap out and go to Pride FC. And instead of going on and commenting after a fight, we're going to give you a pre-fight prediction.
So instead of a review, it'll be a preview.
Good choice of words there, Andrew. We're going to talk about Pride's Absolute Tournament, which is an open weight class, and it has 16 fighters on Friday, May 5th in Japan, right? That's where they hold them, so Japan. You can catch it here on DirecTV, Dish Network, or TVN.
At 10 p.m. Eastern Time or 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
All right, so the fight card starts off with
Mark Hunt
versus Tsuyoshi Kosaka. Now, Tsuyoshi looks a lot older than he really is. He's only 36 years old.
Looks like he's about 75 or 80 years old.
He does look really old, but in Pride, he has a record of 1-1.
Mark Hunt's known for his kickboxing skills and was a veteran of the K-1 for a long time. He made his mixed martial art debut around 3 years ago, trying to cross over. But a very good stand-up striking game. His ground game has yet to be proven to the extent which I like to see. But very good striker, very heavy hands, and a rather big guy.
He is the 2001 K-1 champion. He's known for having a really tough chin. It's hard to knock this guy down, and in Pride, he is 4-1. The only person he has lost to is another man in the tournament. I don't know how to say this name. I think it's Hidehiko Yoshida. He beat him. I think he took him to the ground, and that's how, you know, you beat Mark. Everybody else he's fought is a striker. He's beaten four pretty tough strikers in Dan Bobish.
Bobish is a man. Bobish is a beast.
He's beaten Krokop, which is impressive. He's also beaten Vanderlei Silva, and he's beaten Yosuke Nishijima. I'm going to have a tough time with some of these names. I'm sorry, folks.
Who also is fighting later on the next match versus Hideki Yoshida. Speaking of that match, Hideki Yoshida versus Yosuke Nishijima, I'm betting on Nishijima for this fight. I think he's more of a well-rounded fighter and will do a little bit more. He's not yet proven as Hideki is, and Hideki has, I think, more of a following. But I believe that Nishijima will pull it out.
Hideki is a judo legend here. He is the 92 world gold medalist in the Olympics. So getting in the clinch with this guy is a bad idea. I know in the Olympics he won all six of his fights with a move called the Ippon, which is basically you take their arm, throw it over your shoulder, and slam them on the ground. You do not want to get in the clinch with this guy, so I'm going to have to say that Hideki is going to be the winner in this one. He is 5-3-1 in Pride, so he's got a lot more experience than Yosuke, who is 0-1. I'm thinking here that this is just a gimme fight where Hideki is going to move to the next round.
Underdog's going to win.
I don't think so.
Shamrock's a bitch.
Yosuke lost to Mark Hunt, and Mark Hunt gives up about his...
Yeah, but look who Mark Hunt beat otherwise.
Yeah, no, I know, but Mark Hunt is 100 pounds heavier, and they're both strikers, so there's no chance in Yosuke beating him. I mean, he gave up 100 pounds to a guy who also strikes. So
yeah, but not in Hideki's case. That's in Mark Hunt's case.
Well, yeah, I know. That's a benefit for
now,
Mark.
Now it's his first real match where he's equally, you know, reciprocated weight-wise and talent-wise. Even though Hideki has more of a takedown possibility, I think Nishijima's going to win it with strikes.
Well, all I think is once this guy gets in the clinch, he's going to get slammed on his back, and then he's going to be like a fish out of water, is what it's going to be.
Rampage. Next fight, Mirko, the Croatian sensation.
Krokop Filipovic versus
Ikuisa Minoa. And I have no idea who that guy is.
Yeah, that guy is a professional wrestler known as the Punk to his people. He's 7-6-0. He's known for being able to switch styles between wrestling and striking. But, I mean, let's face it, he's giving up 30 pounds to Mirko, and Mirko, like, kicks the crap out of anybody heavier than him, so Mirko's gonna beat the crap out of this guy.
Mirko's gonna drop bombs like Hiroshima. It's gonna be an awesome fight.
Mirko is, by all means, my favorite fighter in Pride, and I really think he's gonna take this tournament. I know he's gonna walk right through, however you say this guy's name, Ikuisa, and then maybe, you know, if he has to take on Alistair, or maybe...
But Mark Hunt's gonna be a problem for him later on.
Yeah, Mark Hunt did beat him, so we need to watch that. Mirko has a problem with the ground game. All he knows how to do is really escape, and sometimes he can't do that well. So he's going to need to stay on his feet. On his feet, he is the world's most dangerous striker, so you need to watch out for that guy.
Go.
I mean, we do need to take into account that the Punk has beaten some important fighters. He did beat Chemo with the submission, and he did beat a really powerful striker in Phil Baroni. And he
Phil Baroni, OB Challenger.
Well, he is
and
a
Chemo. This is about as good as Shamrock.
Shamrock is a solid fighter. I don't want to hear anything from you. He's a legend. You can't knock Shamrock. He did beat Chemo. He did beat Chemo, which is important, and he beat Phil Baroni. I'm going to say that again. Phil Baroni is a good striker.
He's also a fashion model for a gay porn star.
Well, Phil Baroni is known for his strikes, and he is able to beat heavier guys, and he is able to beat strikers. But I just don't think he has what it takes to beat Krokop. Krokop is so dominant in the ring.
We need Wes Sims back.
Wes Sims. Oh, by the way, on a side note, Wes Sims is taking on the Smashing Machine in the next, few weeks?
Mark Kerr versus Wes the Project Sims. Shit.
That is going to be a beautiful fight.
But you know what? They're both popular in a way. Mark Kerr's had a bad slump, and Mark Kerr, after that whole Smashing Machine video came out and the whole drug thing and the whole steroid issue, he's been through a lot of hard times. So he's not at the top of his game right now, and I think actually Wes Sims is pretty much his equal right now. Mark Kerr has size and the dominating takedowns, but other than that, they're pretty much equal right now. Wes Sims being the bad attitude, bad apple, but I would actually hope. I actually think Wes Sims might come out with the victory in that one.
That would be surprising. I mean, to be honest, if he can't get his stomp on, he doesn't do too well, you know?
Or bite people.
All right, now we're moving on to Alistair Overeem, the Demolition Man, versus Fabricio Werdum.
This would be a good fight. I think Alistair has the more dominating striking ability, this one, more of the kickboxing.
Well, yeah,
striking.
He's from Holland. I mean, they're all known for being kickboxers.
But he's also a very tall, lanky guy. He has limbs that don't stop. His limbs are so long and lanky, which makes it a disadvantage for him against a grappler as Werdum's ability. The more limbs to have that are out there and reaching out, the more he can grab them and take them and manipulate them. So I think Alistair actually has the underdog in this fight, though I think he does have a striker's chance.
Yeah, but Alistair does show some good potential with submissions. I mean, he did beat Vitor Belfort with a choke, and he also beat Igor Vochanchin with a choke.
Both, so, I think one was rear naked, and the other one was a guillotine, I think. Correct.
So he does know how to submit people. I mean, he is working on that. He is known for his flying knee, and that's what drives people crazy when they watch him. They want to see him jump into there and knee somebody in the chest or the head. He, like I said, he fought Vitor and he fought Igor, but he also fought another big name in Chuck Liddell. Liddell did beat him, but he has stood in there with a lot of big fighters.
Fabricio hasn't, though. I think
Fabricio is pretty inexperienced. Yeah, he's had four fights, and he's won three of them and lost one. He's a jiu-jitsu master who trains with Krokop. I mean, Krokop needed this, just to go back to him for a second. He needed somebody in jiu-jitsu to help him out. But other than this, Fabricio isn't, you know, as well-known as Alistair or some of the other big names here. So, I mean, right now I think Alistair would take it because he's a lot more experienced. But I wouldn't be surprised if it went to the ground and Fabricio had a big chance, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned in the next fight, James Thompson, the Colossus.
Or as the Japanese know him, the Megapunk. Also against Fujita, the Ironhead Kazuyuki, who is known for a really strong jaw. He's tough to take down. He's 5-2-0, and he's known for his takedowns mostly. He's got a lot of endurance and takedowns. He isn't really well known for striking or submissions.
Unfortunately, James Thompson, though, he's only known for a few things, and one of those things that everyone recognizes him for is being knocked out, which is not a really good sign.
By Alex... in Pride, he is now... After that loss to Alexander Emelianenko, he came back and won three in a row. Yeah. He is 3-1-0 in Pride. So he is known for... His fighting style is really unique because he starts off with a bull rush. He kind of tries to catch you off guard and just rushes straight at you.
But it's not a surprise after he does it every time. Everyone knows about it now.
That is true. So, I agree. That is true. James Thompson was on the Pride website talking about how he's going to continue to bull rush people and try to throw them off their game just by rushing at him because he is a big guy and he is an imposing presence.
That's also a big guy strategy. When I ride fighting, I also do the same thing. I rush in right away to dominate and make my presence known.
Right.
To use your body against them and say, okay, big guy coming at me. Oh shit, what am I going to do? It's more of a mental thing as well. And a lot of big guys use that technique. So it's not just James Thompson. I mean, it is a big guy technique and he is 6'7"?
Oh, he's huge. Yeah, I don't know his height, but he's huge.
So, I mean, it is a very common technique, so not to discredit him in any way, but it's just not, you know, it's usual. That's to be expected of a big guy.
He is also known to, he loves to war. He loves to sit in there and slug it out. He'd rather not get into the grapple game. He'd rather run up at you and just slug it out, and I think that's good for him to fight the Iron Head because the Iron Head will just try and grab you, so maybe he'll learn a thing or two. The Iron Head is known as the only guy to come close to knocking out Fedor. Fedor is just so dominant in the ring right now, and he almost knocked him out. I mean, Fedor came up with a choke at the end, but you could tell that punch to the face really dazed Fedor. He was stumbling around for a while after the match. So, I mean,
as Joe Rogan would say, he's rocked! He's rocked! For every single punch.
I was trying to do a podcast without mentioning Rogan, but here, Final Round Radio, it is inevitable. Final Round Radio does not agree with Joe Rogan.
War Wesley Snipes.
I'd like to see him fight Linlin. Linlin just beat Arsdale. Linlin just retired Arsdale. Let's see Linlin fight Rogan now. Maybe we'll try.
But the next one that's still in negotiations right now, it's still going to happen, hopefully, is Wesley Snipes versus Joe Rogan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's been all over the internet, all over MMA Weekly, Shadowdog.com,
Wesley's
going to
kill him. Wesley's going to kill him.
Well, Joe Rogan was talking crap about Wesley Snipes saying he's going after whatever.
That's what Joe Rogan
does. Wesley Snipes has been training, you know, mixed martial arts for a long time now. He's been training and working on his jiu-jitsu game and keeping in shape. He's in top notch right now, he says, and he's looking for the fight. They're just working out the paperwork.
Oh, sorry.
Supposedly, they're working out the paperwork. And Joe Rogan is supposedly the one holding them back right now.
Oh, okay.
Big surprise there.
Yeah, I know. I'm so bad. I'm way better than Wesley. No, I can't. I got a broken fingernail.
I got TV to film. Next fight is Josh Barnett versus Alexander Emelianenko.
I can't
talk right now. I'm sorry. Josh Barnett was actually the first fight I ever saw live back in UFC 36. Back then, I thought, oh my gosh, this guy's, you know, has a lot of baby fat on him. Hence the name, Babyface Killer. Yeah. But, you know, I was like, oh my God, what can this guy do? But he's actually a pretty good fighter. I'm surprised that his body has remained the same these last few years and hasn't changed much. But
some people just can't cut the fat.
Well, Alexander has the same body type. So.
No, they do. But both Emelianenkos have a little bit of the fat on him. And it doesn't seem to.
I think a lot of it's just skin, actually. Yeah. From losing weight and going down the drain, a lot of it's just skin hanging there. But Josh Barnett has a very similar style to James Thompson we're talking about, where he oftentimes. And it's not all the time, but oftentimes it comes in rather fast, quickly to close the gap, and then tries to start fighting from there. But he has a fast, what do you call it, rush to close the gap.
Right. I think that a little different from Thompson is he doesn't like the standing game as much. He likes to get you on the ground and pound. He is also known for three really strong submissions. I mean, other than these three, he won't try anything else, but he's known for the armbar, which everybody knows, the choke, which everybody knows, and the Kimura, which a lot of people don't really try, but he does.
Josh Burnett, actually, in the last few fights, has also been working at shoulder locks.
Oh, so we may see that. I mean, this is, right now I can see that this is the fight. This is the fight. That they're trying to gear this to be the fight of the night, is what they're trying to do. Emelianenko's a huge name. Barnett's coming back. He's a huge name. Right now, he hasn't done too well in Pride because he's 1-2-0. Both of his losses coming from Crow Cop, but I mean, how many people has Crow Cop beat?
Come on.
They've both lost to Crow Cop. Alexander's only loss in Pride is from Crow Cop. So both these guys have tasted that monster kick of his. And there's a picture on, if you can go to the Pride FC website, there's a picture of Crow Cop versus Alexander where you can see the bruising on the back of his leg right after a kick. It was brutal. So, I mean, both these guys, even if they get past whichever one goes past may end up facing Crow Cop, and they both don't have positive records against him. I mean, right now, like I said, Crow Cop's my favorite to win the tournament outright.
I want to see this photo, Eli. Where did you find this at?
Go to Crow Cop's fights. Fighters. Are we going to put this on pause?
No. We're going to keep talking.
No, go down.
Okay, we're going down now.
Just to let you know, we're going down. No, go down to his fight with Alexander.
Here we go. If you search under Crow Cop in the Fight Finder and then go down to the seventh fight, which is the Alexander fight, you will actually see the last picture of the bunch will show his leg. And oh my God, that's a butterfly.
Yeah, on the back of his leg, there are two bruises from Crow Cop's foot. You're getting the picture where he knocks him out with the high left leg kick.
And you can see his toe prints
on Alexander's leg. That's how hard Crow Cop kicks. I mean, this guy's just so dominant standing that he really doesn't need a ground game, you know? People are so afraid to get close to him.
I don't ever want to fight that guy.
He's a beast. This is the one guy out of all mixed martial arts I would want to train with. I mean, more than anybody else, Crow Cop is...
Speaking of which, he now has training videos out.
Yes, he does, and I can't wait to pick it up.
Well, we'll have to order that.
You know what? We've become shameless shills for the DVD-making companies. So...
We love DVDs. Buy those, please.
Pride FC, for all your mixed martial art needs.
All right, well, let's wrap this up then, Eli. Go ahead and close it out.
Go ahead and look at our website, and if you want to give us a call and talk about anything, if you agree with us, disagree with us, whatever, we'll put you on, and we'll discuss what you have to say. So give us a call, leave a message. We just want to hear from you. For Big Papa Andrew Barnes, I'm Elijah Cornelius.
Cougar.
This is the Cougar signing out. Final round.
Final round radio. On one and in your face.